Good morning. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday, and I am on my way to the golf course. We have a tournament that's going to start 8 o'clock this morning, and the golf professional called me last night, wanted to know if I could come in about 5:30 because the group that's going to play originally was scheduled to play at 1 this afternoon, but due to the potential for rain, they wanted to move it to 8 o'clock this morning. So I told him I'd come on in early and we could get it set up and they could go out. And of course, when I came out to get in the car, everything is soaking wet because it poured down rain just a few minutes ago. So I don't know how successful this move's going to be for this group. They might have moved right into a rainstorm instead of away from one. Anyway, took an HRV reading this morning and it was a 10. The particular HRV application I'm using on my phone scores HRV 1 to 10. At 10 being the maximum, of course. The actual reading apparently doesn't seem to be that much of a deal. It looks at the parasympathetic and sympathetic systems, and the needle goes one way or the other, 10 being the best and in the middle of the meter, and to the right or to the left goes down. So anyway, I was a 10, which means I should be able to have a good run this afternoon, even though I only got about 6 hours sleep. So it'll be interesting to see, and hopefully I will be able to run this afternoon. Maybe this rain will be out of here by the time I get through at the golf course. I should be able to leave early after this tournament goes out. We'll see. But anyway, I'm planning on doing an hour run. I decided a lot, don't I? Anyway, I looked this thing over, and it looks to me like the best way for me to be successful with a training program of any kind is just go with hour runs and a long run. And I can vary my hour runs based on the need. Like if I should do a speed workout, then during that period of time, I'll do a speed workout. If it's an easy day, then I'll just run an hour easy. But if I just do an hour, then I don't have to look at, well, do I have to run 3 miles? Do I have to run 4 miles? Do I have to run 5 miles? You know, I get tired of trying to figure out how many miles I ought to be running, and just if I go with an hour, my mileage is going to vary, because last week I ran an hour a couple of days, and one day I did almost 5 miles, and the next day I only did 4.3. So based on how I feel is whether I run faster or slower anyway. So we'll see how that training program goes. And it'll be a lot simpler. I don't have to look at it and go, well, today I need to do 8 quarter miles, you know, in 90 seconds or some crazy thing like that. Of course, I don't know if I could run a quarter mile in 90 seconds anymore. I used to be able to without any problem, but that was a long time ago. Anyway, maybe a quarter mile in two minutes, right? What's that, an 8 minute pace? So I'm going to try that training plan. Peachtree is about a month away now, and what I thought I might do is I've been putting off riding my bike trainer for about a month and a half now. I put it in my schedule every week. I'm going to ride that bike trainer like 3 out of the 7 days, and I end up riding it 0 out of the 7 days. Well, this month of June, which today is the 2nd, I'm planning on adding the bike in there all the way up until July 1st. that'll give me some extra aerobic training for Peachtree without having to add running mileage, you know. I don't want to go overboard at the last minute, and riding my bike trainer won't be that bad. I mean, the first couple of days probably I'll go, wow, this is a lot harder than I remember, trying to get some speed up. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, I get on that bike trainer and you get visions, well, I can ride 17, 18 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour, whatever. I'll probably get on there and I'll be cranking and I'll be suffering and I'll look at it and it'll be 14 miles an hour, you know. But I'll take whatever I can get. So I guess I'll go ahead and terminate this recording. I'm almost at the golf course and we'll see you later.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.